or properly an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take a phone call. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk about, sort of the puzzle pieces surrounding Russia. And I kind of feel like, the economy, these bankers that are killing themselves, Ukraine, Russia, America, peacocking and then getting out there ready to start a war. I think it's all pieces to a larger puzzle that we're going to see put together in the very near future. What do you feel is the percentage of there being some kind of hot war in the next 4 to 6 months between us, Russia, the world, what have you?
Well, obviously that's what I've spent most of the last 20 years trying to avoid, but at this point it does look like the people who want this war are going to get it. There are too many world leaders who see a new hot war as their best solution to their self-made economic problems, thin out the population, blow up a lot of stuff and then loan us money to rebuild it. We've seen that same scam time and time again. And it really all goes back to those bankers who love wars. Wars are the bankers' richest harvest. They loan money to both sides to fight the war. They loan even more money to both sides to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people have pretty much what they had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger and they're back in debt to the bankers for another 50 to 100 years.
Well, and it seems to me like, World War One, World War Two, there's always been a number of reasons why the war has happened, but it always gets boiled down to, the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, the invasion of Poland by Germany, which that's really not, that's sort of the ultimate catalyst.
Well, that's what's presented to the public to say, oh, we have to go to war. And yet we know that the machinations leading to the war preceded these things by quite a wide margin. Again, if you look at the history of World War II, there were already conflicts all over the place, all over the Pacific, all over Europe before Pearl Harbor basically alerted everybody that we were into World War II. We may be coming up on the Big Bang. That everyone's going to say, this is it. We're in World War III. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that it's going to be. I mean, like you said, there's already conflicts all over the world. Libya, Syria, I'm afraid that, history.
And the U.S. started them all. And
absolutely.
The U.S. is the aggressor here. They're out there conquering all these nations, trying to get them back to the petrodollar in Bretton Woods, and they always got an excuse. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. We are always lied into these wars. Again, I am very concerned that the U.S. government is considering a major, bloody, horrific false flag to reignite the war fever, because we're seeing it from all the polls. People in the United States do not want any more war. People in Germany don't want any more war. In fact, I'd go out on a limb here and I'd say probably if you ran polls in all the nations on both sides, none of the people want to go to war. It's just these bankers and these politicians they've bought.
Well, and I think it goes deeper than wanting to go to war. I think that they need to go to war. I think that they see that as their last, you know, ace up their sleeve.
I agree.
To correct, you know, this massive, massive economic hole that we sit in. Because, like I said it before on your show, there's absolutely no way that the economy can, A, it can't continue the way that it is, and B, they can't allow it to just collapse without there being a scapegoat, a reason. And I think it's, you know, about time that everybody is on their ultimate toes for some, like you said, massive false flag. And I, you know, people talk about this Malaysian plane that went missing, and you hear a bunch of theories about, oh, it's going to be retrofitted with, you know, bombs and what have you. That's kind of when I talk about, you know, seeing the pieces of the puzzle. They're all kind of laid out there if you have the ability to put them into place. It just all doesn't look good from where I'm standing.
No, it doesn't. And once you stop believing what the government and the corporate media are telling you and recognize that 99% of it is pure fiction, you can look objectively at the available information. And again, look for what should be there and isn't in order to determine what is a lie. It actually becomes very, very obvious once you realize the banks are working in their own interest, once you realize that our government is corrupt and incompetent and working for the bankers, once you realize that you have been lied to your entire life about all this stuff. And you start looking objectively at the facts. It's actually pretty obvious what's going on. It's like all these undercover informants that are out there. As long as you didn't know they were there, they were very effective. Once you know they're there, they're pretty obvious and easy to spot. The same thing with control of the corporate media. When you believed the media was independent and objective, you didn't see the deceptions. Once you realize that COINTELPRO is in there, Mockingbird is in there, Army intelligence people are in there, it's all bought and paid for by the corporations, the phony stories become really, really obvious, and you can spot them quite easily.
Well, and somebody once told me that a great way to interpret the news is to substitute words. So anytime a newscaster says the word security, you need to substitute that sentence with the word control. And anytime you hear someone say, the U.S. was in, substitute that the U.S. for Russia, China, and tell me if you would approve of those actions. So when they say, you know, U.S. forces were in such and such country doing this and that, substitute U.S. with China, and then tell me how that story makes you feel any better.
Because it's a very effective tool.
We seem to really have this what's good for the goose is not good for the gander type of mentality. But you're absolutely right. We would not put up with any other country doing what we're doing. We would vindicate it and we would say, this is all incredibly wrong. But somehow we write ourselves a path and say, well, we can do whatever we want to do because we put ourselves in that position. And that's completely wrong.
Well, again, the whole world is picking up on the utter hypocrisy of U.S. policy toward Crimea or Syria, Dianne Feinstein's hypocrisy in screaming about her being spied on by CIA, but it's okay for the NSA to spy on you. That hypocrisy and double standards fully on display is only accelerating the erosion of the U.S. government's credibility with anybody.
Well, I mean, these senators and congresspeople, they are completely out of touch. I heard you talking yesterday about some of them don't know how to use email, you know, and George Bush is quoted many times saying things like, on the web pages and on the internet, and they don't have any idea, essentially, what they're doing. They just are being told from, you know, lobbyists and bankers
they're,
and people above
they're
them.
They're professional politicians. What they've spent their life training to do is make speeches, lie without any tells that give it away, dress up in really fine clothes and look good, and absolutely be able to convince you that, you know, they're your friend and you should vote for them. They're basically salesmen is what they are. They're out there to sell the corporate agenda. They're out there to sell the wars. They really don't have any skills. I mean, some of our best leaders and politicians have been people who came in from other careers, like Dr. Ron Paul is a good example. And all of our founding fathers came into the U.S. government from having other established careers, like Ben Franklin.
And I don't understand how people can expect the senators and the people in Congress to understand what we're going through. They don't do it. They write themselves exemptions. You know, they don't have to, they're not held to the Obamacare law. They wrote themselves an exception. You know,
they don't understand what we're going, we're coming up on a commercial break. They don't understand what we're going through. They're all rich.
Yeah.
They're all rich. They don't have to live the way that we live. And they're oblivious to what's going on out here, okay?
Harry Reid entered Congress being worth $2 million. In 2012, his estimated value was $25 million.
Boy, you don't do that on a civil service paycheck. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I don't know if you covered this already or not, but apparently Truth is also the first casualty of pre-war saber rattling. There were reports published on the Internet from Voice of Russia that apparently came from News of Crimea that a U.S. drone and then two U.S. drones had been shot down over Crimea, and one of them supposedly was twin engine, which apparently the U.S. supposedly doesn't operate any such twin engine drone.
Mm-hmm.
But these are already being, you know, refuted. I think it was Popular Science, and this just happened within the past 2 hours.
They're being denied. I mean, the story I have, I'm only aware of the one drone. This was an American scout attack drone, and this is sourced with Agence France-Presse, was intercepted. Now, it wasn't shot down. Apparently, the Crimean electronic warfare people were able to break the communication link between the drone and its controllers in Bavaria, Germany, the 66th Recon Brigade. And the drone, of course, executed an emergency landing, and the word is they got it pretty much intact.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, but that's fascinating, especially, see, when I heard another talk show report on it, then I looked on the internet, and then what I found was, from all places, Popular Science published a refutation that supposedly, came with a denial from the Defense Department or something like that, blah, blah, blah. And the story that they were refuting was, two different drones, one with twin engines. So yeah, already the waters are getting quite muddy and murky.
Well, as you said at the beginning of your call, truth is the first casualty of war. Everybody's lying. We know that there are provocations going on that are going to be denied because in the court of world opinion, the side that commits the first overt act is seen in the negative light. And Israel plays this game all the time. I mean, earlier in the week, there was these rockets that were fired from Gaza into Israel, and Israel's basically pounding the heck out of Gaza right now in retaliation. And everybody forgets that Israel bombed Gaza without provocation last week, which is what prompted the rocket firing. But
right.
Israel's control of the American corporate media, nobody mentions that first bombing. The Gazans just acting for no reason at all. Again, back in 2008, Israel bombed Gaza, broke a six-month ceasefire on Election Day 2008. And then when Gaza responded, Israel says, oh, they're attacking without reason. And that's the because they understand in world opinion will side against the person seen to make the first overt move. That's why Franklin Roosevelt wanted to set it up so that Japan was seen as making the first overt move by the attack on Pearl Harbor, even though Roosevelt had been goading Japan for the year before that with all kinds of actions that were very offensive to the Japanese, but to the American sensibilities really didn't seem like that big a deal. And they're going to do it again. The U.S. wants Russia to commit the first overt act. Russia understands they need to wait until the U.S. does the first overt act. That's why we've got these emails that got hacked out of the U.S. Embassy in Kiev with this army attaché talking about needing to set a false flag that can be blamed on the Russians.
Right. Well, with the Palestinians, they fire a bunch of half-baked bottle rockets in Israel that do little, if any, damage, and then they strike back and kill a bunch of people with state-of-the-art technology, too.
Which we all pay for. But the only good news out of that, of course, is that much-vaunted Iron Dome missile, I think, got 3 out of 55 incoming rockets. And so everybody realizes that Iron Dome is another huge waste of money. But Congress sent them another 400-some-odd million of your tax dollars to buy more of the same failure.
Yeah, Iron Dome's like trying to use a 357 to shoot down, or 12 gauge to shoot down a P from a P shooter. Yeah, it's really designed to take more serious missiles, you know, so. But
well,
like
let's
cruise
see,
missiles
each Iron Dome missile costs about, I've heard several prices. The average is about $40,000 per missile. The Qassam rockets being fired by the Gazans, are about $800 each, and they're fired off of wood rails. The Iron Dome needs their launching system, which is $50 million, to get them into the air. So in a purely economic sense, Israel's losing this, but they don't care because they just pass on the bill to you.
Speaking of economics, if the U.S. and Europe try to sanction Russia, it's like a bolt to the glass jaw. all Russia has to do is persuade, or is do, you know, some of it themselves, or maybe persuade some of the other BRICS nations to dump some U.S. securities on the open market at pennies on the dollar, and it'll pop the bond market bubble, and down comes everything, including the stock market.
Well, you know, that's very, very credible. I mean, Russia's talking about dropping use of the dollar. China will follow suit. India will follow suit. That'll trigger a global panic. Russia's talking about dumping their U.S. treasuries, and they appear to be getting ready to do that because apparently Russia had 80% of the U.S. treasury bonds, the physical certificates that they'd purchased, on deposit New York, so they could be moved around conveniently. Apparently, last week, they basically transferred them all back to Russia. So now they have physical possession of those bonds, which means they can just basically throw them on the market at any time.
My understanding is I think they sold some of them to North Korea, of all places. But, all we have to do is depreciate, you know, let them go for, you know, a fraction of their value, and, the bond market goes poof.
Anyway,
all right.
Well, again, there's a treasury bond bubble. The U.S. has been overprinting those treasury bonds, just like the Federal Reserve has been overprinting the dollars. And, you know, it's fragile. It's one little push and the panic's going to be on.
And the bond market undergirds the stock market. The stock market could drop precipitously without the bond market going. But if the bond market goes, the stock market goes with it.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. The whole system will come crashing down. By the way, looking at the final numbers from the stock market today, we did not get our traditional happy ending for Friday. All three markets slightly in the red. It's not, you know, trader jumping out of windows or in front of trains bad. But we know traditionally they like to have the market end in the green on Friday, so the money junkies go home and have a relaxing weekend and then come back to being money junkies on Monday. That didn't happen today. This whole issue, and China's out there absolutely right. If we get into a sanctions war with Russia, it is going to hurt us a lot more than it's going to hurt Russia. It could crash the U.S. financial system. It is that fragile.
Right. I think the NASDAQ's had its longest string of down days now, too, in a while. So that's been unusual as well.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. Did he have something else to say? I guess not. All righty. Now, finally, getting back to I'm coming up on a commercial break. So this is a good place to make an announcement. I am going to be taking the first hour of John Stadmiller's show. After I finish my show in half an hour, John is under the weather. I hope he doesn't have what I had, because that was a very rough situation. But I told him, go to the doctor, and I'm going to be taking hour number one, and one of the other RBN hosts is going to be taking hour number two. So if you want to hear more of my yakking, just stay tuned after the top of the hour break. All righty, I've got a little more time. I want to tease into this a little bit. NASA has now come out with yet another report absolutely promising us that Earth's climate is going to continue to warm, you know, because of human carbon dioxide, despite the recent slowdown in the rate of global warming. There is no slowdown. We are getting colder. The Arctic ice caps are growing. We're having another major snowstorm on the East Coast. This is the middle of March, and they're saying there could even be one more before the end of the month. Record snow, record ice. This whole global warming thing is complete, utter nonsense. But they're still pushing it. NASA's out there, never a straight answer, because they're getting ready to hit you with a carbon tax. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh in the afternoon. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Christ will really open your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh in the afternoon.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go on with more of the science news and global warming nonsense here, I want to remind everybody that Sandra Anderson, who is John Stadmiller's wife, is having a contest right now through Keller Williams Realty. There is a link at the Republic Broadcasting website under updates where you can download a free app for your iPhone, iPad, or Android-enabled device. It's a free app, and when you download it and you put in the identification number for Sandra, she is in the running to win a $20,000 prize, which if she wins, will go to fund operations here at RBN. You are also in a drawing to win a cash prize yourself. So there's another reason to go on in there. And we're basically finding out now that Sandra is within 1,500 downloads of being in first place. Now, I know there's at least 1,500 of you, 1,576 more downloads, and she'll be in first place. And I know there's 1,500 people listening to this show. So you need to go to Republic Broadcasting, look for the updates page, and under updates, look for that article that says, do you own an iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and read and follow the instructions in there, because you're going to help RBN, and we need it, and you might just help yourself. And if you're one of those lucky Americans who's actually looking to buy a new home, that app will prove to be very, very useful. All righty, so we basically finished up with NASA's new report assuring us all that the world is still warming, and pay no attention to all that snow and ice and everything. It's just a slowdown. No, it isn't. We're colder. And we shouldn't listen to their prognostications anyway, because every warning about global warming they made when they started this hoax 10 years ago didn't come out. Greenland still has all of its ice. Snowfalls are most assuredly not a thing of the past. They're just creating this whole crisis out of thin air, in this case quite literally, to justify taking more money from you. The closer and closer this government gets to financial collapse, they're going to be taxing everything. They're going to take all that they can from you through deception and fraud. And when that doesn't work any longer, they'll just come in and kick down the door and say, give us your silver and gold. Because they've done it before. Back in 1933, Roosevelt outlawed private ownership of gold outside of jewelry. Said you could not own gold coins, could not own gold ingots. You had to turn them all in to save those hardworking, struggling banks who'd created the financial mess in the first place. Now, we had a caller talk about this a little bit yesterday, but I want to bring it on back. There is a growing push regarding class action lawsuits against General Electric coming out of the Fukushima disaster. In fact, there are two class action suits underway, and they are seeking damages in the billions and billions of dollars for people who were harmed by the destruction of this power plant, people who lost their homes. And they're not really sure how big the class is, but they're seeking $3 million per plaintiff. And you need to remember, more than 100,000 people were evacuated from the area around the destroyed power plant. And at $3 million apiece, the damages would come to $300 billion. GE would vanish. Now, I know GE is going to come in and argue, well, you know, act of God, quake, tsunami, we can't be blamed for that. Except that it is now documented that the emergency systems in those power plants did not operate the way they were supposed to. There have been retired engineers from GE's reactor division saying there are design defects in that reactor that General Electric didn't want to address because it was going to cost too much money. A lot of people have been very concerned about the location of a spent fuel rod pool right next to the reactor itself, which is going to seriously exacerbate any problems with the reactor, because you've got all that spent fuel, highly radioactive, sitting right next to it, multiplying the disaster. Now, if I were GE, I would go in and start looking at some of those Siemens controllers inside the remains of the reactors, the ones that were on those safety systems that failed to operate properly, and see if they contained Stuxnet. There's your get out of jail, get out of $300 billion fine free card right there. Those non-volatile memories, flash drives, they last a really, really long time. But the complaint is basically saying GE and GE Hitachi failed to properly design the reactors and failed in the maintenance of the power station. Now, remember, when I looked at the reactor design, I pointed out a serious design flaw in it. Most reactors, including the very first one built, you have the fuel rod assembly, and then you have the control rods that damp the reaction down that are lowered in from the top. And in the event of a crisis, you simply cut that support and the fuel rods are dragged down into place by gravity as a safety feature. For some reason, on this design reactor, General Electric drives the control rods up from underneath with a hydraulic system, which if the hydraulics fail, you don't have any way to shut that reactor down. And now it looks like it's going to come back and haunt them. Ohio has gone to the step of halting gas drilling in an area of northeastern Ohio after 3 minor quakes were felt in the area. It's an area that normally doesn't get quakes, and there's a great deal of evidence surfacing that these minor quakes that are happening all over the United States in normally seismically inactive zones, including that one that cracked the Washington Monument, are in fact being triggered by fracking. And there is a good cause for this, because many, many years ago out in California at 29 Palms, the military decided to use a convenient earthquake fault for wastewater disposal. And they just started pumping all this stuff down there, and all of a sudden had a huge swarm of quakes. So they stopped pumping the wastewater into the fault, and the quakes went away. And obviously what was going on is this material lubricated the fault and hydraulically pushed it apart enough to where you could have a quake. And that's another one of the downsides of fracking, along with these very dangerous toxic chemicals getting into the water supply. And remember, we had that caller on the line who worked for the fracking company and said that highly complicated toxic cocktail they're pumping down into the ground, part of it is toxic waste that they're paid to include, because they figure they'll just pump it down, you know, a couple of thousand feet in the ground and it won't harm anybody. But it is. It's coming. When they're cracking the rocks with this toxic material flows through the cracks. It's not contained by the very nature of what they're trying to do there is crack that rock strata. And that's why we have places in that part of the country where if you turn on your tap water, you can set it on fire from all the methane that's coming out. The water is undrinkable in a lot of these places. Been a couple of documentaries about it. And it's a classic example where the desire for quick profits and energy supplies is completely overriding any concern for public health. I love that story that came out the other day where the CEO of Exxon, who's one of the great champions of fracking and how great it is, then he found out they were going to do a fracking well near his home, and he immediately joined the lawsuit to block it. They know it's a problem. They just want it in somebody else's backyard. Dark times, dark times. Now, speaking of oil companies getting away with stuff, British Petroleum has gone to court. They've brought a case to get the court to allow them to stop making the Gulf oil spill restitution payments that it agreed to in a previous court settlement. They want to go back in and basically toss out this agreement that BP signed during the last legislation and say, we've paid you enough. We're not going to pay you anymore. They may get it, too, in this country with all the corruption that's going on. And what's really amazing, at the same time BP is trying to renege on their deal to pay for the damage they caused from the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster, the United States has ended the ban on British Petroleum contracting in the Gulf of Mexico, which means now they're going to be able to go right back out, start new wells, and go back to doing what they were doing before. It's just holy, wholly corrupted system. Remember, the U.S. government's justification for recognizing a coup d'etat government in Kiev was that the previous elected government was incompetent and corrupt. Doesn't that also apply to our government? We'll be right back.
Oh. Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got some breaking headlines. We're seeing in the Dutch media a report that the ISIS rebels, meaning the hired mercenaries in Syria, have had to quit two more Western provinces. And apparently... They're heading into eastern Syria, so they're pulling back. So the government of Syria, President Assad, is continuing to prevail against these hired mercenaries. And for anybody in the U.S. who's trying to get war in Syria going, if they don't move soon, it's going to be all over. And Syria will go on that part of the overthrow list where the U.S. didn't succeed. Because the U.S. is batting about 450 on that. Since the end of World War II, the U.S. has tried to overthrow the governments of 56 countries. They've succeeded 25 times. And it looks, I mean, Iran in 2009 was a failure, even though Iran in 1953 was a success. Looking like Syria is going to be a failure. And it looks like, you know, Venezuela is still struggling. It's still on this one for year after year after year. And the attempted overthrow of the government, well, it's a successful overthrow of the government of Ukraine, but the backlash from it looks like it's just going to blow up in their faces. The California governor, Jerry Brown, is being sued, claiming that he raided most of a $369 million special fund for distressed homeowners and spent them as state general funds. And he probably did, because politicians do that. When they take money from you and say it's going to go over here for the preservation of dandelions or whatever, then they'll take the money and spend it on something else. Bill Clinton did that during his administration. He borrowed your retirement money from the Social Security Trust Fund and spent it as general revenue. That's where he got his federal budget surplus. During his whole second term, they were saying, we got a federal budget surplus. I did a really good job. It's the economy, stupid. And now, of course, Social Security is in trouble. They're running out of money now that the baby boomers are retiring. So they're talking about a new Social Security program or higher Social Security taxes or cutting benefits because, gosh darn, those Americans, they're not dying at 65 like we expected them to. And it tells us that when they hit us with that carbon tax, oh, we got to save the earth from you evil humans and your carbon dioxide, they're going to spend it on the environment. They're going to spend it on bombs and bullets and whatever else. Once they get the money, it's open season. They'll spend it on whatever they feel they need to spend it on. So, now getting back over to Target, as you know, there was a huge scandal where 40 million credit card records were hacked and already showed up on the black market identity theft shop online shopping websites. And it turns out, a lot of people said, why did nobody know? It turns out that Target's own internal computer security system was flashing warnings and saying something is going on. And apparently they just let it go for time after time and for like something like 2 weeks. And the only reason they finally took action was a federal investigator calling in and saying, look, our system is showing you're being breached. What's going on? So they had all this computer hardware, they had security hardware, and their IT people just weren't paying attention. Maybe they're on minimum wage, maybe they're not getting overtime. Maybe like everybody else, they're just discouraged from trying to do a good job because doing a good job doesn't get you anything in this country anymore. We're descending into that whole third world malaise. Everybody shows up at their job and they do the minimum necessary to do and they go home because what's the point of trying to do a better job? They give you more to do. Don't give you any more money, just give you more to do. All righty. Apparently, prescriptions for ADHD drugs double among adults. We know these drugs are being prescribed to school kids all across America to deal with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is a made-up disease. The guy who made it up admitted that shortly before he passed away. They invent conditions so they can sell you a pill. When I was a kid, what we called it wasn't attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. We called it teachers boring me. And now they're going after more adults for ADHD, getting everybody pilled up and zoned out. They can't get you on the prescription drugs. They'll legalize marijuana. So you're too mellow to think about revolting against the government. We're starting to look an awful lot like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, where everybody is on mind control medication of some kind. We're talking about the tightening economy, of course. Lots more money for Wall Street, lots more money for Israel, lots more money for bombs, bullets, and bandages for the war. NASA's budget is getting cut, and they're saying that come 2015, they may just have to shut down the Mars rover Opportunity. they're not going to have enough money to keep the control center running and the radio links, and they'll just turn it off, and that will be a hideous waste, having spent all the money to build it and get it to Mars, and now we've run out of money, just shut it down. Apparently, NASA's also having a problem with their Mars Climate Observer, which switched from the primary to a backup computer without explanation and then went into safe mode. They're trying to figure out exactly what happened before they try and restart that. Now, if you are a mountain climber, and you are going to challenge Mount Everest, there's a new rule. And that is anybody climbing Mount Everest, whether you make the top or not, on your way down, you have to bring down 8 kilograms of garbage. Because apparently over all the years since Hillary, not Clinton, Sir Edmund Hillary, and Tenzing Norgay summited Everest, it's become very, very popular. There are now actually sponsored expeditions where if you're a rich guy, these trained mountaineers will take you up to the top of Mount Everest and you can get your picture on Mount Everest for your bragging rights. But everybody just sort of drops what they're using on the way up and on the way back down. Mostly oxygen cylinders, food wrappers, and so forth. And Mount Everest is just getting littered. And so the new rule is, you can climb Mount Everest, but when you're walking back down, you've got to bring back 8 kilograms, that's about a little over 17 pounds, of garbage to try and clean the peak up. And it's a good idea. I have a caution, though. When you're coming back down from the mountain is when you're most fatigued. Gravity is pulling you forward faster. And the reality is that people who die on mountain climbing expeditions tend to die overwhelmingly on the trip down. When they're tired, gravity's pulling them forward, and they make a mistake. And so I'm concerned that adding another 17 and a half pounds to their load coming down might precipitate further injury and possible death. Still, it's a good idea. They got to clean the place up. Maybe they'll find Mallory's camera and finally settle the argument about whether Mallory got there to the top or not. I think Mallory's body is still up there, frozen solid. I don't think anybody's gone up to bring it back down yet. A lot of bodies up there. A lot of bodies up there. If you're ever at the base camp or you see pictures of it, there's a huge monument there to all the people who've died on that mountain. Very, very dangerous, dangerous stuff. If you are of the elder generation, and that means even older than I am, Hillary's ascent, Sir Edmund Hillary's ascent of Everest was as world-shaking news as when Armstrong stepped onto the moon. Major, major event here. Let's see. We're now basically 50 years on from the war in Vietnam, and the Vietnamese children are now grown into adults and still dealing with the after effects of the Agent Orange that was sprayed all over the jungle, which contains dioxin, which is incredibly toxic. It was actually developed and tested here at the University of Hawaii. They did the testing on the Big Island. There's still areas of the island that are fenced off. You can't go in there. It's that toxic. There was an accident. Some students actually died at the University of Hawaii working on the Agent Orange. And let us see. Apparently, for those of you who are out there on the single scene, gonorrhea is becoming impossible to treat. The latest strains are not affected by the antibiotics that traditionally have been used to deal with that. And that's evolution at work. The gonorrhea is evolving to adapt to its new environment. All right, we got to take a top of the hour news break. I'll be back with the first hour of John Stadmiller's show after these few words.